Thank you. Moderator ID accepted. All guests are currently muted. To unmute all guests, press 9-9. For help with host options, press star 0. You will now be connected with the conference.
I have no idea. find out about it.
It's after 4 o'clock. Okay, I think we've hit time for the beginning of the Birds of a Feather session. So
nobody can hear.
Hello, everybody. Hello, hello, hello. That's all.
Time for the next session.
Hello, everybody. Amanda is ready.
We're going to start the Birds of a Feather, so I don't know if we can.
Okay, we're starting the discussion on continued work for the ontology evaluation bit, if everyone's back on, or still on, I could say. I'd suggest that we start, if you if you call back up the slides that that I presented just a couple hours ago, and look at the to-dos or status slide, which the plans and status slide 8, that'll give us somewhere to start, and then we can use the chat and the voice line to talk about what people are interested in doing or ways that we might combine this with follow-ups from other activities. I know one thing I want to say right away.
Was that Hackathon 5?
Yes, it was. Thanks. Michael, you talked about collecting the using the wiki to continue collect evaluation requirements, sort of a log of all these things, and I think we would want to piggyback on that for further material to incorporate into ontology evaluation. Although first we want our fundamental model of the types of things we're collecting, I think, down. So soliciting I guess the floor is open for people to say whatever they want about what they'd be interested in working on, and maybe we could start for people who were part of the hackathon and have are identified with some of these to-dos already. Maybe you could. I didn't go through the assignments when I reviewed it, but you, if you want to say something about what you're working on, if you still want to continue to work on that, and what kind of help you might invite, etc., that would be good.
Hello?
We hear you, Ollie.
Hey, so I think I was committed to doing the consolidated inform model in English. I can still commit to doing that, although any help would also be appreciated.
Great. You throw that in the chat, too, so I don't have to type it.
Sure.
Where are the existing documents located?
The existing documents are in a few different places. The first of the slide two has the links, has links for two ways to get to them.
Just a question. Should we make the hackathon page the central sort of starting point for where all the links will be collected?
That's a good question. I'm not sure if we want to use the hackathon page as it is or create a new page linked off of that for follow-up. But that is probably, it's probably a good idea to base it off of the wiki page one way or another. It's right now the hackathon page just sort of accreted without correction as or updating as time went on. So things are linked off of that are more up to date, but the content of them is not on it. So for example, our giant Google Doc of requirements is linked off of that, but not contained. And I think all the output work is also linked off. It's also accessible via the wiki and linked on the hackathon page.
I think Mike Dean was trying to talk, but he's posting in the chat.
Yeah. Hi, can you hear me now?
Yes.
Oh, yes. So I'm interested in continuing to work on the OWL formalization. There's a few loose ends in the current work, and then tracking your changes in the conceptual model, and then comparing it to the Cliff version ultimately.
On Zotero, I'm getting the names of and then abstracts of documents, but I don't find the links to the documents themselves.
So I have a question, I guess, on the work between the conceptual model, the informal model, and what Mike's doing, because it seems like there'd be a lot of changes to the informal model over time. So I'm wondering if Mike thinks it's worth formalizing much of the existing model, or maybe just examples of it, because things are likely to change quite a bit.
Well, we've captured essentially what's in the concept maps that we did during the hackathon. I think that's pretty complete, unless I missed something. The main question was really essentially how to represent some of the characteristics, whether to do those as classes or as properties, and I think the consensus basically is that classes probably make sense. So that would be, you know, if we have a larger discussion, I know this is probably isn't the right time to do it, but that may be a good discussion topic.
Was the model, the visualization shown as an informal model, is that the conceptual model you were working from?
Yeah.
Actually, no. So the maps that we actually finished up the day with. Oh, Peter's bringing it up, things up now. I think maybe are more. They were not done in the concept maps. They were done in Google Draw. very primitively, and the concept maps that we have now are ones that I put together first directly from just copying over basically the content of those graphs and then making the links and so forth that you can't make in Google Draw, and then beginning to do aggregate concept maps to try and cover more of what was what you get when you combine those or what adding in some of the described relationships that are in the accompanying text that we didn't get in there. So, yes, the concept maps have been evolving from the end of day work. They haven't evolved for much since everything went ballistic with the communique. But indeed, they have been evolving, so I took on I signed up to be at least one of the people doing common logic representation of it, and I, said at the time, both because I didn't want to do both at once, but also for just the reason you mentioned, I was going to concentrate on getting a consensus version of the combined comprehensive informal model first and then formalize. But Mike whipped off that owl overnight, so maybe it was worth it for him to do it if he could do it that easily.
Right. Amanda, did you use COE or just the basic concept maps tool?
Basic concept maps.
Okay. Because I think we could generate things.
I'm sorry, I talked over you there, Mike. Can you say that again?
I was going to say we could generate some things from COE, but I think they'd be still more limited. I think they would use domain range, for instance, rather than restrictions.
I looked at the documentation for COE, and it looked to me that it reflects the OWL and/or LDL constraints. So your map is actually constrained by your 2B implementation. So I didn't want the informal model to be constrained by that the OWL. Could look into that to see if that's really true, but I think that was...
I think that actually is true, yeah.
I've just posted a link into the chat for the parent, the main sub-collection for the artifacts from this hackathon. If you just look at that, it looks empty, but you look at the individual sub-collections under it. And you will see the various types of artifacts. And it's, hold on, I may have a structural problem with, no. The immediate sub-directories are the event end snapshots and continuing work, right? So event end snapshots has the Google Draw pictures and the giant document and the consolidated comments from the concept model, which has all the text documentation we did for the different to try and capture the meaning of the different entities in the pictures. And the continuing work has the owl and the sea maps. And folders for the other things, but there's nothing in them yet.
Yeah, I just posted two more links to the chat. I mean, both of which. The one is the homepage, which people have seen on the slides, and the next one is the share file, which is one of the major links at the top of that homepage, where everything, all the artifacts are archived, including Mike Dean's owl, turtle files, as well as all the concept maps that were drawn and so on. I can also post a link to the same homepage that is shadowed on the PSMW environment as well in a moment.
Yeah, there's a README file that goes with the OWL as well, which kind of gets displayed as part of the directory listing, but I'll see if I can upload that to the Zotero.
So I've just posted on the chat, I'm interested in continuing to develop the informal model in the graphic form, but the final product of that will be something that I hope the whole group will review and revise. But in between, I would certainly welcome help, suggestions of better ways to do it, where the modeling isn't capturing things. I don't know if people would be interested in another, half day or whatever session to where we have a better, using CMAPs or using something better than the Google Draw we use to do more capture on that informal model. But all of that sounds good.
Where's the link to the diagrams?
If you click on the Zotero link that I put in the chat,
yeah,
and then click on the arrow to see the sub-collections under that landing one.
Yep.
Right, continuing work. So continuing work, CMAPs informal modeling has all the existing CMAPs. They should pop right up for you. And on the other hand, if you go to HC05 event end snapshots, you will see PDF captures of the images of those Google Draw, which was about the only useful way that we could capture the Google Draw pictures, because they're really just pictures.
Peter, does the link for turtle on there up there work? Right up on the screen, a turtle file.
You hit, I don't get a. Yeah, I hit it. The turtle file, isn't it? Oh, okay. Anybody else click on it? I mean, it doesn't. Yeah, it says it corresponds to each of the drawings, and it doesn't.
Yeah, I think it depends on which browser you're using, Gary.
Well, I'm looking at the page that Peter has put up here, which is under the OWL 2 ontology evaluation, and the second paragraph starts with a turtle file corresponds to each of the drawings. When I hit that, it has a link there for turtle, but that doesn't go to any drawings.
Well, the turtle file, the turtle with turtle reference, I think.
It's okay. Reference to what a turtle is.
But it's empty. It's a dead link.
Yeah, it's a dead link.
Okay, yeah, I guess it is. But the more important thing is probably clicking on the turtle files up at the top.
This is just the README. So that's the README to this group of funds. So, sample valuation, that's the sort of index file, and takes you over to the various other.
So now I'm looking at some of the things that are in that, in what you hit before, the TTL file, evaluation TTL.
These are total
yeah.
files.
If you yeah. go to that, click on that, evaluation TTL.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now those things that links, I hit on one of those, it doesn't go anywhere. Should they? I mean, should that be a, take me to?
I guess if you are a parser, then.
Well, what are you looking at, the imports?
Yeah,
imports. Yeah.
So the evaluation imports all the other files. If you actually highlight those, they're resolvable. Well, resolvable module of content negotiation. So I wouldn't look at that when I look at any of the others.
Oh, you got that.
Okay.
Good things that we're
using. Okay. So in the interest of not wasting everyone's time,
right.
I'm really happy that there are this many people still paying attention. And I've initiated a poll on the chat. If you are interested in being involved in this project and included in follow-up communication after we all rest our brains today, coordinating that activity, vote yes. And then email me the email you want me to use to include you on that communication because I realized after we did the original hackathon that I didn't have emails for all participants. And that we can probably just take it asynchronously from there unless people want to float ideas. But we could do that asynchronously too. I don't think we want to review contents today while we're all... Yeah, we're all too tired.
Maybe one thing, do we want to divide up the external sources that we want to look at? For example, the OMP and various other vocabularies. I know there's a Providence ontology recently published.
You mean so sort of have people take on the job of reviewing those vocabularies and...
And then summarizing them to the group?
That is a great idea if anyone wants to volunteer for it.
I can take on one of them, but I'll see what's left over.
Sorry, Peter was just talking but didn't have his microphone on, so.
Okay, so I volunteer Michael Gruninger, since he actually has been on top of the development and he leads the metadata effort at OOR, for which OMV is a key component. So he knows the OMV better than most of us.
Okay, so since Michael's not here, we'll have to see if that worked. I'll follow up. Yeah, type it in, and we'll see if we can make it stick.
He'll be reading email at the airport soon.
There were two other sources, right? I think the ICOM, Hamiza pointed out something by Aldo. And let me bring up, there's another one that recently was published for advertising.
The one by Aldo that was just mentioned was the Moog? Hold on. It's actually in our library. I'm finding it.
Okay, and I haven't really had a chance to look at this one that I just pasted into the chat. I think
there's something in 1428 in today's chat, is it?
Yeah, that's the one that we're talking about.
The other one.
I mean, the one I posted is more tangential.
I can certainly help with ICOM, for example, since I'm the chair. I ought to know that one. But another one is the use case description ontology, and since you have requirements.
Ah.
You should put that
I
there.
I do not think I have seen that. So can you send a reference or a link or something like that to where that?
It's on the OOR. It's on the sandbox.
Oh, okay. Great.
That's where you should. That's where all ontology should be, right? That's where. That's where you should post this one.
Would you type into the chat? That's just the suggestion, so that we don't lose track of it.
Yeah, and I don't know if you do you want to include the survey. So these are. This isn't about ontologies, but about the ontology tools. So I don't know if that fits into this. But it is. It is on
the survey. I have to go back and look, but it might be something that we would look at later. But it somewhat depends on whether the information that. Well, actually, no. I take that back. I think the information that was solicited. At least some of it, I think, should align. Some of it is you know the phase specific stuff that doesn't really correspond to phases that necessarily all agreed made sense. But yes, I think that we will want to do that just as we want to be able to describe what requirements, methods, metrics, et cetera, a tool or method uses in its framework or measures or incorporates in some way. I think that the information gathered in the survey will be relevant too. I think at the top level where we're starting now, it's probably not what's in there is either stuff, things we've already got in the conceptual model or more detailed than we need right now. So I think that would be a next, maybe next iteration thing.
Oh, no, I agree. I was basically saying, you know, you should be aware of it, but
oh, yeah.
It I don't think it quite fits.
That actually has been captured. You remember we started out with the requirement document and within which there was a section on the process or the workflow, and within that we had like what's his name, Leo's cycle life cycle, as well as Mike Denny's life cycle, as well as all the 96 questions all documented there. So it's captured.
On that point, in terms of having an iterative process add more complexity, do we want to come up with maybe a high level of roadmap and or date or milestone?
I think we do, but I think that brains may not be, you know, we probably don't want to do that right now. I'm generally getting having the realization that we're all tired and not in optimal decision-making or thinking condition. So just collecting the interest and suggestions that we don't want to lose track of entirely is probably as much as we want to accomplish right now.
Okay.
So on that note, is there anything else anybody wants to raise right now, or should we just... leave it at the interest that's been expressed so far and captured on the chat, and then I'll be following up, initiating email follow-up later.
You're winding down anyway?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, I think Terry's got the motion that's on the table at the moment. That it's time to go find a beer. Thank you all. You will be hearing from me. And
all right,
hopefully we will all be hearing from each other.
Have an extra beer from you, please.
Okay. I will.
Send you the bill.
I got find him first.
Bye.
Bye, everyone.
Thanks and goodbye, everyone.
The project is going to get a more coordinated moment. It was just the communique took over everything and didn't follow up on my part.
Thank you.